Well, good Sunday evening to you all. This is Pastor Joe with the evening service here at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. I hope and pray that you've all had a great day and are looking forward to hearing from God's Word tonight. Tonight, I want to share just my heart with you, just something that is very near and dear to my heart right now, and that is accountability. Accountability is such a strong and powerful word that you and I are called to do. In my life here recently, I have been striving to have someone to go alongside of me. Someone once said, you need three people in your life. You need a mentor, which is like Paul, to help you along your life, along your way, and I do have many mentors. You need a Barnabas, an accountability partner, that will walk beside you and share with you and help you and hold you accountable. And then also you need an apprentice, like a Timothy, that you are pouring into as well. And I've just been really burdened by not having an accountability partner in a while. I used to have one, and at times he would help me, and we've just kind of grown apart, not because of we're angry at one another, but we just live in different lives. We're living in different places, and so I have strived to find another accountability partner because you and I need to hold one another accountable in the day in which we live. Accountability is something that sometimes we don't like to talk about, nor do, because we are concerned that we'll hurt someone's feelings. But I do believe if we had more accountability in our church, community, state, and nation, we would not be in the shape that we are in. However, you and I as Christians are sometimes too scared, unfortunately, sometimes unconcerned and half-hearted to understand that we need to be doing more and more for the Lord. We need more people like Paul that will confront us and say, hey, you've messed up and you need to change what you are doing. You need to confess to God and be willing to turn from your sin and turn back to Him. Hey, I think about from the Old Testament, I think about Nathan. Nathan did it for David, and Paul did it to the church that he visited. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I want to read the boldness of Paul here in verses 1 through 5. The Bible says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Tonight, I want us to look at the way that Paul looked at accountability and how he approached the church at Corinth with their sin. And I do believe that we need to approach accountability with others the same way. 1 Corinthians 5 and 6, Paul deals with their problems and decides that he's going to confront and fix them with the help of Jesus Christ. See, there was serious complacency and laxity in the church toward morality, just the same that it is today in our church, in the church as a whole in our nation. The attitude toward morality and what defines morality. Paul tells them that it is still the same. And you and I as Christians need to be telling our brothers and sisters in Christ that it is the same. So in this message tonight, I would like for us to consider a few things that Paul approached their sin and how you and I need to do it the same. I pray that you will be blessed and be challenged by this message tonight. The first thing that I see here goes back to 1 Corinthians 1, 2 through 3. Paul approached the church at Corinth with love. 1 Corinthians 1, 2 through 3. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. See, every letter that he wrote time and time again, Paul wrote these letters with love in his heart. He didn't write them and confront them out of anger or anything like that, but rather with peace, love, and desire to see them grow in their walk with the Lord. He had a deep compassion on the individuals and loved them with the love of Christ, and knew if he didn't confront them with their sin that they were accused of, they would never desire to be any way different. And so he approached them with love. 2 Corinthians 2, 4 says, "For out of a mouth, affliction and anguish of heart, I write unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have more abundantly to you." So Paul was saying, I love you, I care for you, and I want you to be blessed by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Listen, you and I as Christians need to show the same love and grace that Paul used toward the Corinth church with those that we come in contact with. See, if we approach someone about their sin with anger, what does that do? Three things. Two things. It causes division. Anger will cause division. And I want you to understand, anger will cause no results. See, love and compassion reveals to one that you truly love and care for them in such a way that you desire to see them become all that they can be for Jesus Christ. See, when one sees that you are coming in love, just like you do with your children, they will be more likely be willing to receive your words and turn from what they are doing in their life. So we got to come with love. We got to come with love to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Hey, go back to the Old Testament. Nathan did it out of love for David. Paul did it for the churches. And you and I, as followers of Christ, need to hold each other accountable, but do it out of love and not be boastful, not be prideful, not be arrogant. So I see a second thing from 1 Corinthians 1, 4. Paul approached the church at Corinth about their sin with thanksgiving. He said, "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is in you, which is given you by Jesus Christ." See, thankfulness displays a level of gratitude for the individuals and helps to show the love and gratitude that you have toward one another. See, thankfulness sets a tone of gratification that lessens the atmosphere that can change the outcome of a situation. Paul, I do believe, in his letter to the church at Corinth, set the tone in the beginning so that they would indeed listen to what he had to say. He didn't yell at them with the things that they were doing wrong, but just like Jesus did while he was on earth, he first began with a way of thanksgiving so that they would listen. I challenge you, when facing a dear brother or sister in your life, that you and I need to follow the example of Paul here and do the first two things that he did. Show them love and show them grace and peace and tell them how you are thankful for what they are doing and how they've made an impact in your life. You know, with that type of beginning conversation, they are more likely to listen to the words that you have to say. And so, be thankful for their friendship. Be thankful for how they've helped you along the way. And share with them how you're thankful for that. And tell them, listen, I'm coming to you in love. I'm coming to you in a sense of gratitude. And then we gotta have boldness. Come with boldness. He approached them with boldness. Now, boldness, the way in which one shares the word is very critical. When I say boldness, I'm not saying go with a sense of arrogance. I'm not saying go with a sense of a haughty spirit or anything like that. I'm saying come in a sense of love with boldness. Was 1 Corinthians 5:1. He said, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. See, Paul didn't beat around the bush and say, well, I've heard there's some type of sin that is going on in the Corinth church. But he directly confronted the sin that was taking place. I believe with all my heart, direct facts lead to direct results. Did you hear me? Direct facts will lead to direct results. When you and I know someone that we are close to is living in a sin, directly sinning against God, you and I need to have the same mindset as Paul did here and confront them with their sin. If you and I, as men and women that proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, don't stand up and confront others with their sin, I want to ask a question. Who will? Listen, it's certainly not going to come from the world. People will say, well, Joe, you're judging. Well, let me ask you a question. Was Paul judging? Absolutely not. He was confronting an individual, a series of people, with what you and I, Christians, have been called to do. The reason that we are in the shape that we're in is because there has not been enough confrontation that needs to take place. I'm tired of hearing the excuse, well, I just don't want to hurt their feelings. Listen, the only feelings that you and I need to be worried about is how we are approaching the feelings of Jesus Christ and what He thinks of how we are living our lives. See, putting off will lead to a continued downfall in that person's life. If you continue on being silent, that is going to allow the individual to continue in their sin and continue to do the continue in doing what is wrong in God's eyes. So we got to have boldness. Like I said, you got to have boldness with love because you and I are called to do it. Putting off will lead to never saying anything. You know that over a period of time as you try to keep putting it off and making excuses and trying to sweep things under the rug. Listen, not confronting someone with their sin will lead one to forget and stop thinking about it. I want to ask you a question. What if Nathan would have kept putting it off to confront David about his sin? David would have continued to do the things that he was doing. Even though David was a man after God's own heart, he had messed up and was trying his best to hide and cover his sin. So I challenge you today, if there is someone or even yourself that you know is dabbling in sin, then ask God to give you the boldness to stand up and say, hey, you've messed up. But then say, hey, there's grace, there's mercy, and there's love at the feet of the cross of Jesus Christ. So we must say, hey, you need to change your ways before you go any further in the path that you're headed down. You need to say the path that you're headed down is not God's path. It is not the one that you need to be on. And I'm here to tell you, it's time for you to change your ways and say, hey, God loves you and desires for you to change your ways and to grow in your relationship with Him. But you can't as long as you are sinning against Him. And so, Paul, he approached them with love. Secondly, I believe that Paul approached them with thanksgiving. And then thirdly, I see that Paul approached them with boldness. And then I see that Paul approached them in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go throughout his letters, and especially in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, and Paul speaks about reconciliation through Jesus Christ. Reconciliation and a right relationship with Christ is only going to come through a committed life for Him. So, Paul teaches us that one must turn from their sin and turn to Christ. He challenged them with confronting sin and removing the sin from the church. Because without confronting and removing, they could not and will not grow in the name of Jesus Christ. And so Paul gives us an excellent example throughout his letters in the New Testament of what accountability is and how it needs to be represented. So may you and I take the example of Paul and hold one another accountable in love, thanksgiving, with boldness, in the name of Christ. And with that, we cannot fail. Yes, sometimes it's very hard to approach someone, and sometimes things may look dim or get a little bit heated. But I can promise you this, in the end, they will be grateful for it. But more importantly, your Heavenly Father will be pleased with you. Listen, with the time that we have left, may we not sit on the sidelines anymore or be lock-jawed, but may we confront sin where sin is and do it in love as Christ has commanded us to do. And may we hold one another accountable. Paul led the example, and I'm challenging you today. Hold each other accountable. Have an accountability partner that knows your faults and can help you to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. May His grace shine upon you and give you grace, is my prayer.